got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
This is where Tim and Jess season comes into full effect. We essentially, for 50 weeks of the year, we plot around, you know? We do a bit of radio here, yeah. We do a bit of radio there.
We show up.
This is our grand final this week.
This is it.
We finish up the show for 2023 on Wednesday, back in 2024. But before we come back in the new year, Jess, we need to settle a score for 2023 and celebrate with the Vegetable of the Year Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, it is that prestigious, Tim. People have been asking us for weeks, are we doing the Veggie of the Year Awards this year? Of course we are.
Yes, it's all I think about in the 11 months lead up to now.
Last year, not surprisingly, strong contender every year.
It happens every year, Jess.
The potato took out the Vegetable of the Year for 2022.
2021, from memory, was cauliflower.
Yes, cauliflower had a big year in 2021.
I feel like cauliflower is past its prime.
Yeah.
It definitely had an uprising.
I believe the year 2020, sweet potato had its time because sweet potato chips were really firing.
Yeah.
And this is what we want to know. For 2023, what has been the vegetable that's really just taken a hold of everyone this year?
Yeah, what personally have you floated towards and you go, hey, I see you, I appreciate you, and I need to let Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula know you're my veggie of the year. Jess, I'm happy to ask you straight out.
Sure.
What's changed your life in 2023 in the vegetable world?
I think I'm going to have to go with the eggplant, Tim.
Oh my God, that's bold.
I know.
We haven't seen eggplant nominated in 4 years.
We were
years.
Talking about it over the weekend with some mates.
As you would around this time of year.
Of course. And one person suggested the eggplant. And I went, that's brilliant. Yes. The eggplant really has come into my household in a big way this year.
To me, and this is just my personal opinion.
Please.
Ew, yucky, yucky. but hey, you're here to nominate your vegetable.
Yeah.
I mean, this is growth for me.
Okay.
It was one of my least favourite vegetables. I'm pretty sure it is a vegetable, by the way. I'd like to put peas forward as my official nomination for 2023.
I eat
so many peas.
Are we talking
straight
like,
out of the freezer?
Oh, I'll so like loose peas?
Loose
or like
peas.
Snap peas?
Put them in a pasta. Put them in just
right.
Peas. Please, please, peas, Jess.
Okay. Look, it's, another bold nomination, Tim.
I just wanted to show respect to something that I feel like has been putting in the work to me, so I'd like to put the work into it.
Peas, much like eggplant, doesn't have much of a taste, would take on a lot of the taste of whatever you put it with.
Yeah, but what I like, eggplant doesn't, like, you can't just bite into an eggplant.
That's true.
Peas, I'm just getting them out of the freezer.
Wow. Popping them like a snack.
Peas, please.
Like a little M&M from nature.
5-2. It is nature's M&M. Such a... Wow. It's going to take some beating.
Yeah.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call. Tell us about a vegetable that changed your world. Or didn't change your world. It just made a big impression on you in 2023.
Yes.
I feel like... So there's going to be a prize. Don't know what it is just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just might buy you a stack of those vegetables.
Yeah,
last year we bought some potatoes.
We bought a sack of potatoes. So, which you'll love if you are nominating the vegetable because that is the vegetable that has really done it for you this year.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Tell us about your nomination and it will go down in the history books, making the platform that year, of your Veggie of the Year 2023. Debbie in Lara, what is your nomination for the Veggie of the Year Awards for 2023?
Edamame
beans. Yes.
Yep.
Now,
very good nomination,
Debbie. This is really good. Standing by themselves, if you don't know how to eat them, you can be made a fool of.
Yep.
Which I'm sure we all have.
I have before. Debbie, have you?
I have.
Yeah, have you eaten the outer casing before?
Yes, and then I was shown what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, these things actually do taste good.
You know what, Debbie?
Not like cardboard.
The thing is, you go from that moment, you go, oh, geez, this is chewy, to you realizing, okay, I'm not meant to eat this part.
Sure.
It's like eating the banana skin off a banana.
It is, yeah.
And then you finally get to it.
It's a lot of fiber.
And not only are you learning about this vegetable, the edamame bean, but you're also experiencing yourself to a new culture because the edamame bean has really hit hit us in the last, I'm going to say, 24 months. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that we can finally put it on the board. If you, if Edamame Beans wins, Debbie, you will win what we believe to be a generous amount of Edamame Beans as this year's prize.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Now, Jess, this is what separates us from other radio shows. Yeah. Getting this controversial kind of thought out there. Jace from Cario has given us a call. Jace, I know you messaged us a long time ago for your nomination, but it's season now to officially enter it. What is it?
G'day, guys. Yeah, well, as opposed to the legume that is edamame bean, mine's an actual vegetable.
Okay. We're being inclusive, Jace, all right?
I just think it's important to recognise the real vegetables, and I think that's why the parsnip needs to get a nod this year.
Wow. Parsnip! The parsnip!
Not once have we ever had it on the nomination board. Jace, what has parsnip done for you in 2023, and why are you nominating it?
Well, I think that's probably one of the big reasons to get a nomination is it's a very underrated vegetable.
What do you even use a parsnip for, Jace? Because I don't think
Parsnips can be like a good replacement for potatoes, a much healthier option for potatoes. They're good in soups. They're good as a mash. You can actually dice them up, fry them up as chips. You can do a whole bunch of...
Do you work for Big Parsnip Jace by any chance? Or?
Well, that's neither here nor there. Really, Jess, I don't see how that's relative. But they're a good antioxidant, and I believe they can help with weight loss.
Oh.
And they look like a pretentious carrot.
They do look like a pretentious carrot. This man knows his vegetables.
Yeah. I've had parsnip roasted, definitely in soup. I've never thought to mash it, and that excites me.
That does excite me.
And that's what this is all about.
Maybe this is parsnip's year, Tim.
You just never know. Jace from Cario, it's officially been nominated. If you win, we'll send you a decent amount of parsnip, okay?
I love it. I love it.
Yep, that's what this year's all about. It's all been leading up to this, Jess. All 51 weeks of the year, we finally get here.
You can send us your nominations. Continue to send them at K-Rock Geelong. We're going to collate all of the nominees, Tim, and see who is officially our veggie of the year for 2023.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I know we talk about AI a lot. I feel like AI has replaced space as our number one most talked about topic on the Tim and Jess show.
It is fascinating. Yeah. We've seen a massive ramp up in the last 18 months. Like ChatGPT, it's your best friend.
It is my best friend.
Gronk. What's that one that Elon Musk made?
Oh, I think it's similar. Yeah, and I know the vibe you're going for. I don't know what he's called it.
I think it's Grok. Yeah, and it started roasting him. His own robot started roasting him. Yeah. So it can't go well.
Well, there is some new safety measures that some certain people are putting in place in case AI does take a turn. And the Osborne family actually are leading the charge in this.
Like Ozzy Osborne and Sharon Osborne.
Kelly Osborne revealed on a podcast she has a safe word with her mum and dad in case anyone tries to impersonate them and extort them for money using AI. Because apparently there are programs that you can use to, you know...
Oh, mate, this is wild.
I
was watching a video on Instagram the other day, and it was what I thought was Joe Rogan, like the podcaster from America.
Oh, God.
Talking, and it was like the most nonsensical stuff, talking about like this mysterious government cover-up. But then I was like, this sounds weird. And then I looked at the comments and like, this is an AI person who's listened to all these podcasts, this algorithm, and it can replicate his voice. So it's like he could say the most offensive thing ever, but it's actually not him. He does.
Tim,
but you know what I mean?
We've done nearly 1,700 shows together.
Aye, aye, aye.
There is plenty of audio out there that could absolutely use our voices and replicate them. And so this is what Kelly Osborne said, you know, that her and her family have done TV shows for years and they've been on, you know, television. There's recordings of them everywhere doing interviews. She's like, they could absolutely use our voices and...
Sharon! Sharon! What's the safe word, Sharon?
He had problems. It's not a funny thing.
And they could be hacked, right? So her and her family have a safe word. They never say it in public so that they can't be on record as saying it.
Right.
And if they are ever in a situation where they're being extorted for cash and they suspect it could be AI, they're going to use that safe word. Sharon. I think we should come up with some sort of safe word too.
Is there a word that we like to... that we mentioned that has no...
Well, we can't say a word here.
Well, I can, if you want, I can bring the microphones down.
Sure.
And you can yell, like you can say it, and then I'll let you know how
but
I feel.
But you tell me what word
I've
you
got,
think...
I've got nothing coming to mind. So right. I'm going to bring the microphones down, so you might hear silence for a couple of seconds. So you got to say it real quick, because
okay,
I don't want the off-air tape to happen. That's so bad.
What do you mean?
When have
we ever said that
exactly.
on the show?
No. It's just, that's so silly.
Yeah, but that it's supposed to be a silly word.
Can I suggest something?
Okay, please. But we've said that on the show before.
Well, I think it's so common because it can be something that you talk about that you've had. It can be something that you say, you go,
but
oh,
you
that
want,
person's acting
that
way.
You want a word that's not going to have been
Jess
said.
Jess said snuffleupagus. And
you
I think
said
that's,
bananas.
All right. So, well, now we don't have any safe
we've
word.
Talked about bananas and pajamas in the past.
You can't just throw... Oh, yeah. I know you did exactly
okay,
what I
we're
did.
We're going to have to figure
right.
out a new word.
All right.
But think of a safe word with your family so that you don't get hacked by AI.
What about?
I feel like we'd use that on the show too.
All right, I said wet wipes. So we have no safe word, but this is a great start.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I had a very chilled out weekend. A bit of Christmas festive celebrations, but mainly I was getting my wedding invitations ready.
Right, yeah, and if you planned a wedding, the wedding invitations, you got yours sent back, they were wrong, yeah. They were right, what's going on?
It's taken a while to get them all sorted, but they're sorted now, and I was going through making sure the wedding website's all good.
Tell you what, with almost exactly 3 months to the day to your wedding,
yep.
Very late to be sending out wedding invitations.
Do you think so?
Oh, dude, yeah.
But everyone knows what the date is. Like,
no,
if you're invited.
No. You know what the date is because it's your wedding day. And then you've told people once and you go, well, Tim knows. I know it's March-ish. It's mid-March. I haven't opened the invitation
sure.
you gave me, but I'm pretty sure yeah. it's the middle of March.
Well, I thought, you know what? I really want to get these out before Christmas. So I've posted most of them today.
Yep.
What a
time to put a giant list of things to be posted
right?
for Australia Post. They're already backs against the wall at Christmas time and you're like, here is the biggest thing.
I'm seeing like majority of my family over the next couple of weeks because of Christmas, so I'll get them ready and I can hand them out in person at Christmas as well, right? So I was writing the invitations with my fiance over the weekend and he looked at me and he went, oh, wow, we're really doing this, aren't we?
He's just realised you're getting married?
Yep, it just occurred to him as we were writing the invitations.
There is, yeah, in the lead up to the wedding, there is definitely a moment where you're like, oh,
this is
ball's rolling here.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you sign off on the paperwork and you go, oh, God, the government knows now. Are you ready for this?
The problem I kept having, though, was, so my fiancé's name is Akshay.
Right.
And when you address an envelope, on the back side of the envelope, you write, you know, who it's from.
Yeah, and the return address.
The return address.
In case he needs to get sent back.
Every time I went to write from, instead of writing my fiance's name, I was writing from Tim and Jess.
Oh, God.
Because I realized the only other time that I ever send mail is on our behalf. If I'm sending something to a listener, if, you know.
All the fan mail that we get.
All that
fan mail.
Just bucket loads. We can't keep up with it.
They bring it in a trolley.
But I never really address anything from my fiance and me.
You're not a handwritten letter person?
No. And so as I'm writing, it was just like muscle memory. I was like, Tim and Jess. Damn it.
In your psyche, you're not even first.
No.
Because do you say, well, like, you know how like some couples are referred to
yeah.
in a certain order?
So I like, would say it's Akshay and Jess. Not
so I say Jess and Akshay.
Do you?
Well, if you're not first on the show, you've got to be first somewhere. I've got to give it to you.
it
seems like it rolls off the tongue. But so,
right.
So you were just so. Who's getting from Tim and Jess?
My mum and dad got from Tim and Jess.
That's nice.
Well,
I'm going to be there, so it is technically from from me.
My brother and sister both got from Tim and Jess. It was basically anyone that I could give it to and explain why I've written not my fiance's
right.
name.
Well, I am ideally the most important man in your life. As
okay.
much as it, to my wife's chagrin, she knows she's number two. So that is, thank you. Super weird. Maybe you need to see a therapist
yeah.
about that while you're writing my name on your wedding invite.
I wrote Tim and Jess addressing it to you because your wife is also named Jess, which did feel weird. To Tim and Jess from Tim and Jess? Strange.
Everything about this is strange, Jess. Anyway.
I do need to talk to my therapist.
Looking forward to our wedding now. So excited. finally the mail's gone out. RSVP.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Sydney Sweeney is an American actress, mm-hmm. Jess. Very, very popular at the moment. If you've seen Euphoria, the television show, she's in that.
Yep.
She's also in White Lotus. She's in a movie that's just coming out this week, or it came
this
out
Thursday.
Last week. With Glenn Powell, I believe.
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You, that's the name of it. And filmed in Australia, taken place. Like, I think the film is set in Australia.
Yes.
Like, essentially, without giving away the story, I think they have to pretend to be together to mm-hmm. show off to both their exes.
It's a classic movie plot.
Yeah, it's a classic rom-com. While they were filming a scene, something happened that I didn't know could.
Okay.
She talked about it on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show over in the mm-hmm. US. There was a scene where she found in her activewear a huntsman.
Oh, Jesus.
So, and the whole thing is, in Australia, everything's bigger, everything's mm-hmm. scarier, everything can kill you, right? For an American tourist, at least.
Yeah.
So there's a huntsman, she's holding it in her hand, they're screaming and they're going, ah, and like the guy takes off his clothes because he's worried he's got it on. That's the funny scene. When they were filming it, so she's meant to scream because she's scared of the spider, right?
Yeah.
So she's screaming, ah, and then she starts screaming for real because the huntsman bit her. I didn't. No.
Oh, I don't love that at all.
I didn't know that huntsmen's went for humans.
Nope.
Like, every time there's been a huntsman in the house, I like to reaffirm and reassure my wife, these spiders, yes, they look scary, yes, they are big, but they will get the bad spiders,
sure.
Like the white tails, the redbacks, all the nasty ones that we don't want in the house. They'll get them.
Didn't like coming to your house for like a good like 3-month period because you had a huntsman that was just on your wall. He just lived there. And you just let him live there.
Carl. I miss him.
I don't know
where Carl is. I think about Carl a lot. I have a new spider in my mirror, in my ute. Like
excellent.
He lives behind the mirror, so I only see him every now and then. He definitely looks poisonous, so I'm not going to mess with him. But it's nice to have it's almost like a little sidekick with me. But Sydney Sweeney said she got bit by a huntsman spider.
No, thanks.
And she thought she was going to die because she was like, big spider bit me. I'm in Australia. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Then everyone on set was like, gee, Sheila, calm down. They're not poisonous. You Americans come here and you think blah, blah, blah. Still, I imagine a bite from a huntsman, because they are big spiders. They probably do, have big teeth. It wouldn't feel that great.
No, thank you.
5223295. Has anyone been bit by a huntsman? I've never heard of a story. I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
I've never heard until today a story of someone actually being bitten by a huntsman.
Me either.
It's like this morning, there was a daddy long legs crawling across the kitchen.
Oh, I don't even like them.
And again, to my wife, I said, hey, that's one of the security guard spiders. They're out there. They'll get the bad
ones. They're fine,
And there was always that rumor with daddy long legs.
That they have the weird fangs. That
they can't penetrate human skin, but they're the most poisonous spider.
Oh.
But they just don't have the capacity to get the venom out. They're like, oh, I've got a gun. No bullets, but I've got a gun. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone ever being bitten of a huntsman spider until today.
Oh, I don't love this.
I would love to be proven wrong. Or if you've been bitten by another spider, would love to hear the story if everything turned out okay. Because obviously the poisonous spiders, that's scary. I've been lucky enough to not be bitten by one.
See, spider bites are one thing that I'm scared of. But like a spider like laying eggs in me, another
I get,
thing
I think
I'm
that's like stuff that happens in the Amazon. I'm not sure that happens in Australia.
I don't want it, Tim. I don't want
I don't think anyone does. Like, well, there's not the weird part of the universe where you're like, oh, no, I'm different to everyone. I don't want spiders to lay eggs on me. I will safely go to that camp with you and I will set up shop for the rest of my life. 52232955. Give us a call. Do you know someone or have you actually been bitten by a huntsman spider?
Steve from Drysdale. He's got some news for you.
Steve, have you been bitten by one?
Yes, I have, Tim. I have, actually.
Tell us about it. How did it happen?
I do a bit of macro photography with the camera and that. I pick them up with my bare hands and move them on and that, like, take them outside, all that. And this one, I was just moving him and he suddenly decided to pack a punch and bite me. And it wasn't the most painful thing I've ever had. Like, it felt sort of like a bee sting almost. So,
not good.
Left a nice little welt, but I moved on with my day, didn't worry, and
Because they're not poisonous. I imagine still, like, getting bitten by anything, whether it's like a bull ant. Like, yeah. You look at it and you go, what can you do, you dumb little ant? Yeah. And they bite you. Oh, yeah, you go, still not like... dog.
I didn't find it as bad as a bull ant to get bitten by. I've been bitten by one ant, but it wasn't that bad.
Steve, you're just out here getting bitten by everything.
Well, when you're into microphotography, you know, and there's small things with big teeth.
All the bugs are like, oh, yeah, there's Steve. Go have a nosh of him.
Steve, how
but
big...
Also, Tim, just a heads up, did you know they can actually lay 300 babies and every baby will survive?
Oh, that's so good.
Steve, good don't say that, mate.
That's lovely. That's nature, babe.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve, I'll tell you what, send us a link to the K-Rock Geelong of all your micro photography. I don't know why, but I'm super into it. I really want to see these spiders up close. And if you have a photo of the bite, even better for everyone, okay?
Yep.
All right, done. There we, so it can happen, and Steve's got it in the highest quality.
Were you calling Sydney Sweeney a liar? Is that?
No, I'm not calling her a liar. She's just an American tourist who said she got bit by a spider in Australia. Yeah. So, you know, we've got a lot of those.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I just need to talk about this thing that I've seen, because I want to know if anyone would actually do this.
Okay.
There is a cruise, a brand new world cruise. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's been sold as the ultimate cruise, the best cruise, the longest, the biggest cruise that's available.
See, I've never done a cruise, and I feel like if I do one, I'm going to become a cruise person.
Right. It's definitely, I think...
It like, sounds right up my alley.
Without like fighting you at all, yeah. I agree. Like... Just if you've ever been on it, it's very laid back.
Yeah.
And if you want, at a point in your life where you just want to sit around and lounge, cruise is perfect, right? You get to stop off, see some locations around the world,
stunning.
Depending on where you're going. This is called the Ultimate World Cruise. It goes for 274 days.
Okay, so
of the year. It's about 9 months.
Yep.
You visit 150 destinations, 11 world wonders, 7 continents, 60 countries, right?
Incredible.
So this
tick,
is
tick, tick, tick everything tick, off the bucket list.
9 months. How much do you think it would cost for, let's go a base room, interior room, so no view.
Okay.
Interior room.
9 months. 100 grand?
$60,000.
Oh, that's a steal. I'm
interior,
there.
Interior. if you want like an ocean view, they go from $65,000 to $83,000.
That's a bargain, Tim.
Essentially, you are paying seven.
Does that include your food and drink too?
It's all like all that's inclusive, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
Apparently, it breaks down to $438 a night.
That is a steal.
I mean, that's an expensive week's holiday. Like, if you go somewhere for a week and it's $400 a night,
that's
now, a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But if you're talking food, drink, activities, all included, that's a steal.
I wouldn't say it's a
I'm
steal.
I'm paying more for my honeymoon.
I would say it's. Yeah, well, we know that because of how much money you seem to have. You're just saying $438 is so cheap and affordable. That's if you go away for a week, that's $2,000.
Right.
That's a lot of money for a week.
Yeah, but again, it's all inclusive.
Again, I'm saying if I went away for a week and I spent $2,000 buying food and accommodation, I'd ask you to punch me in the face because I was delirious when I made all those decisions. But I understand we're in different tax brackets, so that's different for you. But, yeah, essentially, they're saying that this is $438 a night. It's 9 months. Obviously, the only thing is, so normally, like, your expenses across the year probably do range from $60,000 to $100,000 if you can afford to go on this.
But
the only downside
is
you're paying it up front, and you can't earn money to, like, normally say, like, you have a job.
That's true, yeah.
You earn money while you spend that amount of money on a year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Unless you can work.
This is for retirees.
Yeah, WFO. I don't know, work from ocean.
Yeah.
It's like... It's something that you couldn't do.
The Wi-Fi is never that good
on those
cruise ships.
No, no, no.
Not from what I've heard.
So it is interesting because imagine you get on this 294-day cruise.
Yeah.
One weekend, you're like, not for me. Because it just sounds so much like being on a boat for 290.
Yeah. You'd have to really love cruises.
You'd have to really love games of like bingo.
Yeah.
And you would have to really like those lounge chairs. You really have to like Kylie Minogue impersonators called like Kevin Minang or something doing like, you know, spinning around over and again. Over and like how many how many times can you go and see Kylie Minogue medley? Like it's just, unless they change it over. It's so full on to me.
I kind of love it though.
Because you're rich and I understand. Like, you'd love a helicopter.
We make the same money, Tim.
I don't know. You wear gold a lot.
Engagement ring. Oh, right. I didn't buy this.
I'm sure you didn't.
So, all right, Jess, well, I'll send you all the info. You seem super keen. And if you're listening, just hit us up.
I know what I'm doing for the first half of next year.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.